Perched high on a mountain in the Cairngorms, the scientists of the Mount McKibber Observatory guard us against alien invasion. Their mission: to watch the skies. Episode 2, Leveraging Synergy, Part 1.
Dr. Poppy Zeitgeist, Personal Journal, Thursday 10 a.m. A vital piece of high-tech equipment, crucial for my work, has mysteriously vanished from my lab. But now I think I may have tracked it down, so here goes.
Avanti!
Hello? Annabelle, did you borrow my digital gamma reflux calibrator?
Don't be ridiculous, Daisy. What makes you think I would want something as useless as that?
It's Poppy, Annabelle. And I can see it lying on your desk.
Oh, that. I wondered what it was. Anyway, I needed the batteries for my TV remote. Here, pull up a chair and grab some popcorn. The show's just starting.
What show?
It's the preview DVD of my new TV show, Fox's Big Bang. I haven't been this excited since Johnny Depp broke up with Vanessa Paradis.
You know him?
Well, I tweeted him my phone number, Daisy. It's only a matter of time. Anyway, hush now, I'm on. Hi there, I'm Annabelle Fox. You love science? I love it. And we all want it, so let's get some. I'm here at the Max Planck Institute in Munich, talking to hunky Bavarian physicist Kurt Peffner.
Hello.
So, Kurt, I understand you and your pals have been doing some pretty hot experiments with highly energetic particles.
Yeah, that's right, Annabelle. We have been heating them to temperatures in excess of 15 million degrees Kelvin.
Now that's hot. And of course, at those temperatures, atoms simply come undone and all sorts of crazy things happen.
Well, for sure.
Tell me, Kurt, do you like to experiment? Do you like to crank up the heat and crunch some data?
Well, yes, I suppose.
I'll bet you do. What do you say we fire up your cyclotron and see what pops out? Let me just freeze it there, Daisy. Just look at that outfit I'm wearing. It's totally gorge. Miley Cyrus, eat your heart out. I do hope this is going out after the watershed.
Of course. Little kiddies couldn't keep up with all this highbrow science stuff. Why, even Robert Winston said he couldn't understand what I was doing on television. What a pygmy.
Hello, girls. Anyone seen the digital gamma ray flux calibrator? I need to borrow the batteries for my new quantum toaster.
Sorry, Doogie. Already using them.
Yes, we're watching a preview of Annabelle's new TV show.
Fox's Big Bang. Good, eh?
Ooh, nice outfit. So, what's happened to the old show, The Fox Files?
Cancelled. Apparently, the BBC got a letter of complaint signed by Brian Cox, Bethany Hughes, David Attenborough and Rihanna.
Rihanna!
She does have her principles.
So, what have you been doing with your morning stinger?
Trying to figure out a way to make toast fall up so we can see if it's the buttered side that hits the ceiling.
You know, Stinger, I worry about you.
Because I have all these cutting-edge ideas that snap the knicker elastic of conventional science?
No, because you're wearing a T-shirt with a picture of yourself on it and the words, "Have you seen this man?"
I just like to know where I am, okay?
What on earth is that?
It's that old church bell the prof got off eBay. He had me install it this morning.
Why? To warn us we're being attacked by Vikings.
Nah, it means he's calling a staff meeting. He's finally accepted smoke signals aren't the way forward.
Wouldn't it be more cost-effective to just send an internal email?
Yeah, but this way, you can't pretend you didn't get the memo.
Drat. I don't like going to a meeting unprepared. Daisy, pass me that mascara, will you?
Watch the skies.
Well, I suppose you're all wondering why I've called you here today.
I'm guessing it's to announce an inflation-busting pay rise.
Ah, yes, yes. Excellent guess, young stinger. But no, not that. No, what was it again?
Is that it, written on the back of your hand?
What? Oh no, that's the lyrics for Wind Beneath My Wings. I'm working them into my keynote speech for the next big astronomical conference. My working title is Pluto is so a planet, you bastards.
Well, that's very interesting, Hadrian. But why are we here? I'm sure you haven't been swinging your clapper for no good reason.
Ah, yes, it's come to me now. We are going to receive a visitor today, a special visitor.
I have a hunch it might be Quasimodo.
What? No, it's a visitor of the female persuasion.
Not Mrs. Sprout at last.
Sadly, no. Mrs. Sprout is still working her way home from Australia. According to her latest carrier pigeon, she has been detained in a gulag in Kamchatka and is currently digging an escape tunnel with her nail file. Still, we live in hope.
So who is this visitor? It's not Joanna Lumley, is it? She's such an inspiration.
Yes, I love what she does with the Gurkhas.
No. Gentlemen, I confess to you that there is one name that strikes a chilling fear into the deepest chambers of my heart.
Alan Titchmarsh?
Yes, well, I suppose there are two names that...
The Chuckle Brothers?
Well, no. No, maybe Barry.
Jar Jar Binks?
Yes. To be honest, there are a host of names that strike a chilling fear into the deepest chambers of my etc. But there's one above all that fills me with a pure mind-numbing dread that has no equal. That name is Ramona Polglaze.
Sorry, Prof. I've got nothing.
Who's she? The Wicked Witch of the West?
Essentially, yes.
Professor, could you perhaps be a bit more specific?
Ramona Polglaze is Lead Change Management Facilitator at the Ministry. And she's coming here. To be perfectly blunt, she's a bit of a Valkyrie.
Oh, I loved him in Top Gun.
Not Val Kilmer Doogie.
But why is she coming here, Professor Sprout?
Where's that letter? It's to actualise a future reference paradigm shift in our underlying strategic orientation.
Oh, God. But that's just an inconsequential aggregation of polysyllables.
Yes, but the quintessential objective is an arbitrary obfuscation of intent.
Hang on. I don't understand what anybody's saying now.
What it boils down to is that some officious hag is going to waltz in here and start messing around with our individual lifestyle choices.
Yes, I think that's a reasonable interpretation. So I take it we're all in agreement that it is time for Operation Ostrich.
Absolutely.
Rig for silent running gets my vote.
Sorry, I'm new here, remember? What exactly is Operation Ostrich?
Well, it's called that because when you stick your head up an ostrich, you can't see it.
It's a cunning stratagem by which we conceal the very existence of the Mount McCabe Institute from intruders. It's primarily deployed to discourage Jehovah's Witnesses and, of course, liberal Democrats.
Right! So does the whole building sink into the ground and then the space is concealed by a fake swimming pool?
Almost. But mostly we just nip down to the village and swap around the road signs.
And hide the road with papier-mâché boulders. I picked the colour scheme.
And then cover the buildings with camouflage netting.
And then we deploy Doogie in the foyer to act as a sort of last-ditch kamikaze gatekeeper.
Well, I wouldn't get that far.
Yes, whatever. Anyway, everyone jump to it. According to this telegram, she will be here within the hour. Chop, chop, let deception be your byword.
Watch the sky.
You, young man, I am Ramona Polglaze from the Ministry. I take it this is the Mount McKeever Space Science Institute?
No, no, Senora. This is the Imelda Marcos School of Latin American Dance.
Yes, I saw the rather amateurish sign sellotaped over the gate. There is no Z in dance.
You don't fancy a quick pasodoble, Senora?
I certainly do not.
Okay, it's a fair cop. Yes, this is the Mount McCabe, whatever it is. But how did you find us? We swapped the street signs. We put boulders on the road. We used camouflage netting.
I have sat nav.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the current headquarters of the super-secret Space Alien Defence Organisation?
Uh-huh, SADO, that's us.
Well, that name will have to go for a start.
Oh, what's wrong with it? Too ironic?
No, it's a pointless acronym which conveys no real information. Like NATO, NASA, or UKIP.
Yeah, my vote was for Star Patrol. Good, huh?
No. Let me check my files. You must be Douglas Stinger?
Yep, Doug Stinger, IT.
And you are the Cyber Systems Communications Management Coordinator?
I am. I never knew that.
I was being polite. Actually, you're just a parasite.
Well, yes. But I'm really good at it.
Stinger, Professor Sprout wants to know if you've deployed the inflatable sheep yet and... Oh, hello. You must be,
Ramona Polglaze.
So, I understand you're here to do some sort of report, aren't you?
Hardly. I am here to effect a proactive cultural realignment by leveraging underlying synergies to deliver cascading cost-benefit gains to strategic stakeholders over a whole life burn-down curve in order to reorientate externalised value streams.
Can I take a moment to process that?
You are Poppy Zeitgeist?
It's Dr. Zeitgeist.
Don't quibble. Now tell me exactly what you think it is you do here.
Well, I'm developing a wave refractive interference field that will measure transient spatial temporal disturbances in the upper ionosphere.
Don't talk gibberish. Is this in any way connected to the alleged mission of this facility?
What, to stop aliens? Yes, I think so.
Yes, well, we'll need to work on that mission statement. We'll start with a full staff meeting. Tell this Ron Preston to join us at once.
I don't think that's going to be possible.
And why not, I might ask?
Because he never comes out of that telescope dome. Nobody's set eyes on him in 20 years.
Well, you can find Hadrian Sprout, I presume.
Yeah, I think he's out watering his geraniums.
Then we shall meet in his office in precisely 5 minutes. Make sure he's not late. I shall fetch this Annabelle Fox myself.
Stinger! You were supposed to stop her at the door.
You've seen her. It's like trying to stop an avalanche with a toothpick.
Watch the sky.
Avanti!
You are Annabelle Fox?
I certainly am. And you must be Romilly Podcast. It's so lovely to meet you. I suppose you'll be wanting a signed photograph. People always do.
It's Ramona Polglaze, Lead Change Management Facilitator at the Ministry. According to my file, you are the Multimedia Interface and Coordinated Response Facilitator.
I'm sorry, I didn't speak Portuguese.
You are the overly max-factored face of the Mount McKeever Institute.
Oh, darling, someone has to take charge of the PR.
And yet, it appears from your file that you have no actual qualifications for this role, or any other role, for that matter.
Sweetie, my qualifications are staring you right in the face.
So I see. And do you believe that to be an appropriate mode of dress for the workplace?
Well, I'm working on something right now. Speaking of which, could you be a dear and turn the sunbed down to simmer? I don't want to warm my martini.
I shall expect to see you in Sprout's office within the next 5 minutes. And please bring the official purchase order for that device.
You couldn't fetch my robe for me, could you?
Watch the skies.
I trust everyone is now clear about the purpose of this visit.
Well, your explanation was quite comprehensive, Ramona, dear, and rather lengthy.
Who knew 5 hours could pass so slowly? I'm just not sure how the flip charts came into it.
The handout makes it perfectly clear. Pages 201 to 250. Do make an effort.
Well, I certainly recognise some of the words, but as for the flip charts, the blue squares are us, right? And the red circles are what? Caesar's legions?
No! The red circles are untapped synergies.
But the blue squares are still us, right?
No! You're the green triangles at the bottom. The blue squares are external resource holdings.
And the pretty curved lines. Love the colours, by the way.
Those are the amortised asset flows. Surely that's plain enough.
So, what is the ultimate aim of all of this?
Obviously, to introduce an integrated business management system which will proactively maximise cross-discipline efficiencies. It really couldn't be any simpler.
And has this been tried out elsewhere?
Of course, we already had a successful rollout in the Department of Business Innovation and Skills.
Wasn't that whole place shut down last year?
Had they properly implemented my methodology, it would have worked. But the National Health and Safety Laboratory seemed most interested in these ideas.
Didn't it burn down unexpectedly?
Oh yes, I remember. Director of Resource Management torched the place. Hauled off to the loony bin, raving about cleansing by fire. Nice chap. I used to play shinty with him.
He was weak. The Department for Immigration Control were much more receptive.
Didn't their entire staff defect to North Korea?
We were so close that time.
So, has this ever actually been a success?
I've analysed all the previous experiments, and this time I'm sure it will work. The trick, I've realised, is to eradicate all pre-existing practices right from the start.
This is all very well, Ramona, but the system we have here mostly seems to work. Mostly. After all, we're not all lab rats.
You always were a procrastinator, Hadrian. But you don't have a choice in the matter unless I sign off a report certifying that your institute is fit for purpose. Your whole operation will be shut down.
But you can't. You can't shut down Mount McKeever.
I think you'll find that I can.
But I only just got here.
Well, I'm sure we can find you a new position in, say, the Southeastern Chemical Waste Reclamation Facility.
And what is that exactly?
Probably a port loop outside Nantwich.
Don't be ridiculous.
Look, I'm totally up for this. I mean, change is my middle name. But don't you have to, I don't know, audit the place first? You know, have a ferret about, see what we do, write a report or two, that kind of thing.
Well, Stinger, that's the first sensible thing you've said all day, probably all year.
Why, yes. You can't cancel something without a proper inquiry and a few angry letters from church groups. I speak from experience here.
I'd be happy to give you a tour of the place. You know, have a good dig into all of our dirt while everyone else updates their LinkedIn profiles.
Excellent suggestion, Stinger. Lead on.
All right, but can we please stop at the loo on the way?
Watch the sky.
Well, she's about as much fun as a Buddhist at a barbecue.
Yes, she's damnably single-minded, always has been.
Hadrian, what is it you're not telling us? I'm sensing some personal tension going on between the two of you. Come on, what's the goss?
As ever, Annabelle, your womanly intuition penetrates the deepest secrets of an ageing heart. The truth is, long ago, in the days before Mrs. Sprout, Ramona and I had a dalliance.
Oh, Professor!
sir. How could you?
Come now, Dr. Zeitgeist. This was early in my career. I was a single man, living on my own in London. One day I came upon Ramona lying amid the wreckage of her bicycle, having just rebounded off a double-decker bus. She had been trying to institute a radical new traffic system. Without success, obviously.
So tell us, Hadrian, just how serious was this dalliance?
Oh, not serious at all. Frankly, I looked on it all as a bit of a youthful lark. Well, until the wedding, that is.
The wedding?
Oh, yes. Ramona planned it all herself. Arranged it down to the exact millisecond. Impressive job, given it was also last minute. I only found out about it that morning, when I got my invitation addressed to the groom.
Juicy. So come on, tell us about the honeymoon.
I'm afraid no such deal ever took place.
What happened, Professor?
Well, given the rush, I had a devil of a time finding my good collar. Arrived 33 seconds late for the ceremony.
And what did the lovely Romilly have to say about that?
No idea. Damned woman was gone. She rushed out, sobbing that her timetable was in ruins before I even got there.
Oh, Professor! You left her standing at the altar!
For about half a minute, yes. Haven't laid eyes on her since, until today.
So, she's out to destroy your career, purely for revenge. What a vindictive cow. I almost like her.
No, no. Personal relationships are of little value to her. She's driven by an obsessive desire for structure and order, much like Ole Kirk Christiansen.
Ole Kirk Christiansen?
The inventor of Lego.
Well, I don't see why she gets to decide our fate. We're scientists, after all, and she's just a jumped-up bureaucrat.
A jumped-up bureaucrat whose signature is required on a report justifying our existence, or our funding dries up like a Martian riverbed.
Stinger, you're back.
Here, Prof, if we're being closed down, can I keep my stapler? I've kind of personalised it. Well, I've turned it into a dart gun.
You traitor.
What? What did I do?
Sucking up to Ramona like that. Hoping to get that cushy position in the waste reclamation facility, I'll bet. How could you?
I think, Dr. Zeitgeist, you'll find young Stinger has actually been rather a clever chappie and bought us some time to come up with a plan. Isn't that so, young man?
What? Yes, exactly. Bought us some time for, you know, planning and stuff. Is there a plan?
Oh, I'm sure there is. Somewhere. But what have you done with Romilly?
Baldur's ghost, man. You didn't do the old walk in the woods with some chloroform and a shovel, did you?
Huh? No. I just took her down to the basement. You know, where all those old machines are.
Ah, yes. Lots there for her to inventory. Excellent work.
Thanks. But she whizzed through that, so I took her down to the sub-basement.
Of course. The place is a maze of rooms and tunnels. She'll be there for hours.
Nah, she mapped it all out in about 5 minutes. So I took her down to the sub-sub-basement and left her there.
The sub-basement? By the horned hounds of Heimdall, man, have you taken leave of your senses? Don't you know what's down there?
Well, from what I saw, some mouldy back issues of New Scientist and a lifetime supply of tinned pilchards.
The trapdoor, man! The trapdoor!
I didn't see any trapdoor, Prof.
Well, of course not. I had it under all those tinned pilchards. But Ramona, with her unerring nose for the anomalous, is bound to discover it. Oh, Stinger, what have you done?
So where does this trapdoor lead, Professor? I mean, what can be so bad about the sub-sub-sub-basement?
Oh, if only it were that simple. The trapdoor opens onto a steep passage leading down. Down into the very bowels of the earth. If she's gone down there, Loki alone knows what fate might befall her.
Oh, come now, Hadrian. She's a grown woman. A spot of solo spelunking never did me any harm. Annabelle!
Harm? You have no concept of into what she may have stumbled.
So, what's down there, Prof?
The dread unknown, young Stinger. I lifted that trapdoor once, and once only. And when I did, I heard sounds echoing from far below.
What kind of sounds?
They were the sounds of living creatures. And whatever they were not human. If we've lost the government auditor down there, our goose will be well and truly hoist by its own petard. Quickly, everyone, to the sub-sub basement. Let Heath be your... Oh, damn it, just run!
Watch the skies!
To be continued.